欢迎继续锁定 Radio 7-7-4 Call Me 94房拷贝，又到了我们今天影学英语的时间了。 Jesse， 今天呢我们要和 Sally 来分享一部歌舞片《火花》，这也是惠特尼·休斯顿的遗作。
Hello everybody, I'm Sally, still me. It's pretty nice to talk to you guys again. In today's program, we're gonna talk about the musical film Sparkle. Inspired by The Supremes,Sparkle is a remake of the 1976 film of the same name, which centered on three singing sisters from Harlem who form a girl group. The remake takes place in Detroit, Michigan in the 1960s during the Motown era.
1976年的电影 Sparkle 火花是一部经典佳作，所以 Whitney Houston 早在上世纪90年代中期就有了翻拍的想法。2000年 Houston 的制片公司 Bronze House 从华纳公司买到了本片的翻拍版权。按照 Houston 之前的想法，歌手 Aaliyah 将出演 Sparkle Anderson 这个角色，可是在2001年8月 Aaliyah 在飞机失事中去世，使得影片的拍摄计划搁置了下来，而且这一停就是10年。
The film is the debut of R&B pop singer and American Idol winner Jordyn Sparks as an actress.
这部影片呢是美国偶像第六季的冠军 Jordyn Sparks 的大荧幕处女作。当年她只有17岁，是美国偶像历史上最年轻的冠军。
The film also marks Whitney Houston's fifth and final feature film role before her death on February 11, 2012.3 months after filming ended.
Houston 的突然离世呢，让整个剧组都陷入到了悲伤之中。但是不管怎么说， Houston 总算在生前达成了夙愿，完成了这部影片的拍摄。
Yeah, so the film is dedicated to her memory.
影片中故事的背景呢设置在1968年的底特律。 Anderson 一家呢有三个漂亮的女儿 Sister Dee 和 Sparkle， 也许呢是遗传了母亲 Emma 的音乐天赋，他们都很爱唱歌。一天呢在 Sparkle 的鼓励下， Sister 在 Discovery 俱乐部演唱了一首 Sparkle 写的歌，赢得了所有人的喝彩，也吸引到了音乐制作人 Styx 的注意。周末 Styx 和表兄 Levi 一起去了教堂，并且再次见到了姐妹俩。
Later that night, Emma hosts a Bible study at her home, in which both Levi and Styx are present.
Levi 很喜欢 Sister, 一直想约她出去，不过 Sister 似乎并不感兴趣。
After Emma and everyone leave the house, Styx secretly stays behind and notices Sparkle playing an original song that she wrote on the piano, and he tries to encourage Sparkle to sing.
Song you wrote that?
Only if you thought it was good.
I thought it was phenomenal.
Then I wrote it.
So, did you write that song your sister sang at the Discovery a few weeks back?
Yes, but she kind of made it her own.
Wait a minute. You wrote that song. You wrote the song you were singing? You wrote the songs in here too?
Yes.
What you gonna do with the music?
Nothing.
Why not?
Because my mother would never let me. Plus, I'm not the singer in the family. Sister is, then Dee. I just sing in the choir because I don't want to sit by myself in church.
No offense, but I'm just hearing a bunch of excuses.
Excuse me?
I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just passionate, especially when it comes down to music. That's why I'm here. I'm staying with my cousin Levi. I'm from Kansas City. You know, we got a cool jazz scene down there. I managed a few acts, but the money's here in Motown. And I am the next Barry Gordy. I figured...His stomach ain't growling like mine anymore. Maybe he's leaving a lot of steak and potatoes out there. You mind if I hear that song again?
Still needs a lot of work.
看得出来 ，Styx 很欣赏 Sparkle 写的歌哈，所以他用这么一个词来评价，叫做 phenomenal. I thought it was phenomenal. Let me spell it out. phenomenal 这个单词表示非凡的意思。那比如说你可以称赞 somebody is the phenomenal writer， 这个人是一个特别棒的一个作家，或者 a phenomenal singer， 这个人是一个非常棒的歌手，那就相当于我们英文当中的 outstanding， excellent 啊，诸如此类的单词了。
当然了 Sticks 可不是随便的赞扬 Sparkle， 他自己呢也非常热爱音乐，在这方面也是有独到的眼光的。所以当他听 Sparkle 说呢自己不如两个姐姐唱得好，之所以他参加唱诗班呢只是想跟两个姐姐作伴而已，这 Sticks 可听不下去了。
这为什么他这么说到哈 No offense， 我无意冒犯啊， But I'm just hearing excuses， 我觉得我听到的全都是借口罢了。对刚认识的朋友这样说话呢显然不太礼貌，这是为什么 Sticks 马上又解释道 I don't mean to be rude， 我不想让你觉得我是个无理的家伙， I'm just passionate especially when it comes down to music， 我只是对音乐充满了热情，所以一谈到音乐呢我就特别的激动。所以这里我们听到了一个固定搭配哈 ，it comes down to something or it comes to something， 也就是说到什么话题的时候。所以呢，我们常常听到有人这样说哈 ，when it comes to love， what does age matter？ 说到爱情呢，年龄的差距并不重要。
显然 ，Sparkle 和 Sticks 两个热爱音乐的年轻人呢，很谈得来，而且很快他们就有了一次约会。
A few nights later， Sticks come to Sparkle's home to take her on a date at a nightclub. On the way home， while sitting in front of Sparkle's home。Sticks tries again to encourage Sparkle to pursue a music career and tries to convince her to form a group with her sisters.
Can I tell you something? I think your lyrics are too safe. I mean, you got Dr. King, the wall. I don't think the metaphorical lyrics gonna fly anymore. What, you was impressed by my big word?
I was.
But in the spirit of telling the truth, can I tell you another truth?
I wouldn't want you to lie to me.
And why do you lie to yourself about not wanting to sing? Miss Parker, you write me songs, and you can sing. So why aren't you singing them?
No, Diana or Aretha.
No, you're right. You sparkle.
Look, my mom used to sing professionally. She tried to break out on her own, and it almost killed her. So thank you. But I know the realities of this business. Just doing it for fun.
Oh, you know the realities of this business.
Stop!
Listen, what are you afraid of? Your mom or your own voice? Okay, maybe you be just like your mom and never reach your goals. Don't fall short of because you can't admit that you want it.
Okay. I want to be better than Diana. I want to be a star. Thank you. I had a great time tonight, and just in case I never get out of that house, thank you for making me tell the truth.
Spock, do you want to be a star?
What?
Do you want to be a star?
Yes, I want to be a star.
No, I don't believe you. Say it like you mean it.
Yes, I want to be a star.
Okay. Well, the first thing you have to do is write a song for your sister. Something where she can work the crowd. Sparkle, you're going to have to get over your fear of singing. Because you and Dee are going to back her up. I mean, everybody loves a good girl group. Now you tweak your lyrics, make them more raw, more relatable. But Fillmore, here we come. Now, of course, you're going to have to win Cliff Bell's.
You have to be invited to compete.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to work on that. And I want you to work on your sisters. And I'll work on Cliff Bell's.
And you'll be our manager?
Of course.
Then you manage to get my sisters.
Do I have you?
You're back up, remember? Good night.
Stig 觉得呢 ，Sparkle 不应该浪费自己的音乐天赋，所以他又再次的劝说 Sparkle 说：“你既然能够写出那样的歌，你也能够唱，为什么你不自己唱呢？”
虽然 Sparkle 并没有认真的想过这个问题，他这样说道 ：“Look, my mom used to sing professionally. 我妈妈就曾经是一个职业歌手 ，and she tried to break out and almost killed her.”那么这里大家听到 break out 这个说法哈，就表示突破。那 Sparkle 的意思是说呢，当初妈妈也是很努力，想要混出点名堂，但一直都不太如意，所以呢，为此也付出了惨痛的代价。 他又接着说道 So thank you, but I know the reality of this business.虽然谢谢你这样说，但是我对这个行业的现实呢是非常的清楚的。I'm just doing it for fun. 所以唱歌至于我而言呢，可能更多的是一种个人的消遣罢了，是一种业余爱好，而不会把它当做职业的。So Sparkle means that she won't take the singing as a lifelong career.
虽然听 Sparkle 这么说呢，但是 Stick 认为啊，这可不是他的真实想法。那在 Stick 一再鼓励和逼问之下呢，Sparkle 也终于承认了说 I want to be a star 我是真的想成为一个歌唱明星
那这时候 Stick 就给他出了个主意哈，说你可以和你的两个姐姐做一个组合一起表演这样你不用独自面对台下的观众就不用那么紧张了
You're gonna have to get over your fear of singing because you and Dee gonna back her up
我觉得你应该克服一下你这个台前唱歌的恐惧啊反正也是你的姐姐 Sister 主唱你和 Dee 不过是给她伴唱罢了他又接着说道 I mean everybody loves a good girl group而且我相信所有人都会喜欢这个姐妹合唱组合的接着他又给 Sparkle 的创作提了点建议
Now you tweak your lyrics and make them more raw and more relatable
他的意思是说呢你要稍稍的调整一下你的歌词的部分了 Make them more raw raw 表示充满活力新鲜的这么一个意思 more relatable 也就是呢能够和这个听众呢能够产生共鸣那前面他提到的 tweak 这个单词 TWEAK 表示轻微调整的这么一个意思或者我们可以把它理解成常说的磨合比如说我们来造个句子 They plan to only tweak a good team in the off-season 他们在这个赛季之后唯一的计划呢就是把整个队伍磨合得更好
Can I tell you something? I think your lyrics are too safe I mean you got Dr. King the wall I don't think the metaphorical lyrics gonna fly anymore What, you was impressed by my big word?
I was
In the spirit of telling the truth, can I tell you another truth?
I wouldn't want you to lie to me.
And why do you lie to yourself about not wanting to sing? Miss Parker, you write me songs, and you can sing. So why aren't you singing them?
No Diana or Aretha.
No, you're right. You sparkle.
Look, my mom used to sing professionally.She tried to break out on her own and it almost killed her. So thank you. But I know the realities of this business. Just doing it for fun.
Oh, you know the realities of this business.
Stop!
Listen. What are you afraid of? Your mom or your own voice? Okay, maybe you'd be just like your mom and never reach your goals. But don't fall short of it because you can't admit that you want it.
Okay.I want to be better than Diana. I want to be a star. Thank you. I had a great time tonight, and just in case I never get out of that house, thank you for making me tell the truth.
Do you want to be a star?
What?
Do you want to be a star?
Yes, I want to be a star.
No, I don't believe you. Say it like you mean it.
Yes, I want to be a star.
Okay. Well, the first thing you have to do is write a song for your sister. Something where she can work the crowd. Sparkle, you're going to have to get over your fear of singing. Because you and Dee are going to back her up. I mean, everybody loves a good girl group. Now, you tweak your lyrics, make them more raw, more relatable.But Fillmore, here we come. Now, of course, you're going to have to win Cliff Bells.
You have to be invited to compete.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to work on that. Now, I want you to work on your sisters. And I'll work on Cliff Bells.
And you'll be our manager?
Of course.
Then you manage to get my sisters.
Do I have you?
You back up, remember? Good night.
Stick 建议 Sparkle 和他的姐姐们组成一个女子演唱组合去参加 Cliff Bells 的才艺大赛而且呢看起来 Stick 并不是随便说说他甚至亲自去给 Sparkle 的姐姐们做工作了
One day after church Stick tries to convince Dee and sister to form a music group with Sparkle and Sparkle becomes angry feeling that Stick had used her to speak with Dee and sister about his plan
Come on Sparkle Everything I said to you the other night, I believe.
You used me to get to sister.
You said it yourself. The sister's the better performer. Sparkle.
除了 Sparkle 对这个计划呢并不积极以外，两个姐姐其实也各有打算。
Dee explains that she will take part in order to make enough money for medical school, then will quit. While sister is undecided, as she will be starting a new job working at a department store.
在唱片店里呢 ，Sparkle 再次遇到了 Stick。Stick 告诉他自己已经替他们在 Cliff Bell's 这个才艺大赛中报名了。
The two make up and arrange a way for Sparkle to convince her big sister to join in the contest. After receiving her first paycheck from her new job, which only amounts to $96, sister is convinced by Dee and Sparkle that if they enter this local talent show, they would win hundreds of dollars.Which will finally help sister move out of Emma's house.
Stick said we can make anywhere from $500 to $1,000 if we win Cliff Bell's talent contest.
So you all talking to Stick now?
No. She was talking to Stick, I was talking to her, and now we're talking to you.
You sure you want to do this?
Yes.
You guys, I thought about it, and I want to do this for me, not for him.
How much are we gonna make a week?
Thank you.
Anderson 姐妹如约参加了 Cliff Bell's 的才艺大赛，但是在他们登场前啊，刚刚有一个三人女子演唱组合表演完，那他们要怎么脱颖而出呢？
Sister at the last minute changes their practice and tells her sisters to follow her lead and together give a show like no other. And then sister wowed the crowd with her sexually seductive lead performing Hooked on Your Love.
表演啊，是迷倒了在场所有的男士，包括著名的黑人喜剧演员 Satin Struthers， 这让 Levi 的心里啊很不是滋味。
Satin watches sister perform and is mesmerized as Levi becomes uncomfortable, noticing the attention sister is getting from Satin and other men there.
经过这场比赛呢 ，Anderson 姐妹的组合啊可谓是一举成名，获得了很多的演出机会。
The sisters become a popular act and are invited back to perform at various clubs throughout Detroit. A montage of the sisters performing jump at different clubs is shown. We're gonna take a little break.
后呢 ，Levi 为 Sister 送上了鲜花表示祝贺，而 Satin 呢却送来了钻石戒指。
Satin gives Sister a ring which she eagerly accepts. Levi sees this gesture and becomes enraged and gets into a fight with Satin, but is pulled away by Styx.
对于姐姐的这种做法呢，两个妹妹都很不赞同。Sparkle 认为 Levi 是真心爱 Sister 的 ，Sister 这样对他很不公平。
How could you do that to Levi?
Oh, Levi's a grown man. He can handle himself.
Don't listen to her. She's damn near 30 and not married.
Shut up.
You shut up.
But Levi loves you.
Spark, when you see a train that's going to get you to where you're trying to go, you can't wait to live. You gotta jump on it.
和两个年轻的妹妹前途似锦可不一样，年近30的 sister 呢还只能到处打工，并且和母亲住在一起，所以可想而知这样的诱惑对于她来说意味着什么。
所以 sister 也说 When you see a train that's gonna get you to where you're trying to go, you can't wait to live, you're gonna jump on it. 如果你见到一列火车能带你去你想去的地方，这个时候呢你是来不及等候的，你肯定会迫不及待的跳上去。
另外一边呢 Levi 对于 Styx 的袖手旁观也非常的生气，兄弟俩就此不欢而散。
Levi confronts Styx about not sticking up for him during the fight with Satin since they are cousins.
You should have had my back.
I did have your back.
No you didn't. You didn't have my back.
Cause
it's businessIt's just business.
Levi, where are you going? Levi, it ain't personal. Just business, right?
显然 ，Sister 和 Levi 的恋情呢，已经无法发展下去了。而在她选择了自己的生活的同时，她们这个姐妹组合又将如何继续发展呢？到底能不能够取得更大的成功呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Sally 来分享这一部《Sparkle 火花》。
Well, Miss Anderson, I guess now's a good time for me to let you know that I asked your daughter to marry me.
What happened to your face?
Oh, you none.
He did that to you, didn't he? Was my life not enough of a cautionary tale for you?
I will not encourage you to drive your life straight into hell.
We're sorry for disrespecting you in the middle of your house. If you want me to go, I'll go. I can't stop now, Mama. Too close. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Ooh. So I guess that's all for today. Thank you for listening and thank you for sharing. Please don't forget to visit www.am774.com to have a listen to the program and stay in touch with us all the time. So it's time to say goodbye. I'm Sally. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Jessie. See you.
Home Video 私房拷贝 Video 774
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台 Going for gold. 主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。
英语 PK 台，
一起学起来。
The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart.
有勇气不难，难在他面临失败时并不退缩。沉淀浮躁，历练青春。您现在听到的是 Radio 774，北京外语广播。
Knew I never